Hello world, my name is Dr. Kulmeet Kanlas, and thank you for joining this live session on leg cramps. This is a very common medical problem, and I thought that we should talk about that. As you know that we do two YouTube lives, Wednesday 5:30 and then Saturday. And the goal of this YouTube live session is to create awareness, pick up common topics, and most of the time we pick up the topic after we talk to multiple patients, and whatever the common theme appears in these their suggestions, we like to start to make a video and do the YouTube live session on those topics. As you know, these leg cramps are very, very common. They are common to the point that 60% of us worldwide have experienced these leg cramps sometime in our life. Sometime it is very disabling. Some people get more than others, and we do not know why this thing happened. Only thing we know is that certain people get more than others, but there are some unique characteristics of these spasms which we will discuss, and then we will talk about why this thing happened, what can we do naturally, what medications are available, and what are the red flag signs, or quote unquote, what are the complications or the serious leg cramps which we should be worried about. The nocturnal or the leg cramps which usually happen at night, which are similar to the similar findings which we get when people get rest leg syndrome, they are the same kind of symptoms, but it's the pathology is altogether different in case of this night cramps. They are involuntary contraction of the muscles, and mostly this happen in the calf muscles. It can happen in your feet, it can happen in thigh, but there is no muscle which immune to develop it. And the cause and effect of this involuntary, sudden, painful movement of these muscles is still not known. And see, that's the whole problem with medicine, is many times we do not know any of the symptoms on or reason for these problems. That is why I guess the problem is once science finds out what pathology is happening at that moment, we are able to devise either the techniques, exercises, or lifestyle changes or medications which will help. But as I said, it is a pretty big problem, and it affects 60% of us sometime in our life. But some people do get more than others. The common theory is that people who have these leg cramps, they have increased muscle fatigue. I think that needs to be explained. There are opposite pair of muscles in the body. You have flexors, you have extensor, you have abductors and adductors, or the rotational movements. So if you use one way or the other, one group of muscle more than the integument muscles, that leads to the muscle being used as being fatigued. And when you're resting, especially during sleep, that discrepancy of the muscles having a different level of fatigue, that contributes significantly to origin or etiology or the reason for these leg cramps. That's number one theory. Second is, there is a lot of common understanding and a common observation is that dehydration and some electrolyte abnormalities can lead to these leg cramps. Then certain chronic medical problems, which especially the most noticeable is chronic renal failure, people on the dialysis, they have very disabling muscle cramps. And also people with chronic liver disease, diabetes, neuropathy, we will be discussing exactly what we should be doing as we go along. So the etiology or the possible causes is muscle fatigue. Now let's see how the exercise affects. Say for example, let's take you are a couch potato and you're sedentary and you do not exercise at all. even when you're sitting in a particular portion for hours on end, it leads to fatigue of a certain kind of muscle which are maintaining your upright posture. And also, it also lead to fatigue of these muscles, and the other group of muscles are not fatigued. If you are standing for a long time, especially it's very common in general surgery and the cardiothoracic surgeon who are standing in one position for long hours, that can lead to prolonged standing, whether it's a construction worker or a surgeon or any other profession, which leads to increased risk of standing, will lead to fatigue of one group of muscle at the expense of others. Then these days there are a lot of executives and all the people who just do computer work. There was a big trend in standing desks. So they're standing whole day without realizing that it will lead to muscle of one group of muscle fatigue and will lead to another problems. So this is the basic mechanism, is muscle fatigue, whether it's you are sedentary life, you're standing, or you are too athletic, you're working very hard and you're exercising a lot and leading to muscle fatigue. No matter what kind of exercise you, if you're running, you have one group of muscles which are getting fatigued over another one. If you are swimming or weightlifting, you will lead to this kind of muscle cramps on the night. Now, what are the other mechanisms which can be done? If you do any kind of internet research, you will find there is a ton of data that potassium deficiency, magnesium deficiency, and calcium, none of them are scientifically proved, but there is an observation that people who take this kind of supplement, they claim that they have less cramps, but it has never been proven and has never shown to help any of us regarding whether in the etiology of or the treatment part of the muscle cramps. Now let's talk about further thing. So far we discussed muscle fatigue, we discussed about sedentary life, we talked about prolonged standing, we talked about increased exertion, dehydration, and electrolyte abnormalities. Certain medications, especially the medication which deplete potassium, magnesium, and calcium out of our body, can lead to increased incidence of your muscle cramps. If you're a diuretic, make sure you get your blood work done quite often so that you know that you are taken care and your muscles are, your electrolytes are replaced and you're not running out of these essential electrolytes and you're not having any muscle cramps. Pregnancy independently predicts due to hormonal changes and the fluid balance changes, there is increased risk of muscle cramps, especially during the later stages of the pregnancy. Then age. It is well known that it is more common in females, especially around 50 to 60 and above. They are more common. The females, why they get it more predominantly, it is a theory that it has to related with to their posture and high heels, because that leads to certain kind of muscle fatigue, but it has never been, cause and effect has never been established. Then let's talk about certain medical conditions. These are the conditions as a physician I worry about. Let's talk about diabetes. Whenever you are running simple diabetes, which is not controlled, that will lead to high blood glucose, change in the electrolyte, change in the water balance, and that can lead to higher incidence of muscle cramps. Diabetes will also give you neuropathy, which will affect your nerves, that will also predispose you to develop muscle cramps. Certain diseases like hypothyroidism also shown to lead to muscle cramps. Then We touched upon the liver failure. We touched about the kidney failure. They can lead to the worsening of or starting with the muscle cramps. Now, question comes in is, if we know it's about muscle fatigue and some electrolyte abnormality and a lot of other medical problems, what are the things which we can do? Muscle stretching. If you do learn how to do muscle stretching exercises, especially involving your gastrocnemius or calf muscle, your quadriceps and hamstrings, and also your foot. Foot is very easy. If you're getting cramps, if you raise your foot towards you and hold the posture, that will relax the opposite sole muscles and that will lead to lessening of your cramps. Your quadriceps and hamstrings would be very good, like if you are sitting in a toilet seat without having a seat, you're sitting on your both feet, that will lead to stretching of both hamstrings and quadriceps muscle. That will help you to alleviate this muscle cramps. Then certain exercises you could do to relieve your calf muscles. Stretching muscles is the key. When you stretch the muscle, they will lead to relaxation of the opposite group of muscles, and then it will help. Heat or cold, whatever works. Cold showers have been proven to be helpful. Hot showers have been proven to be helpful. Whatever works, you do that. Keep yourself well hydrated with electrolytes, especially if you are going to do some activity like working outside in sun or you're going to go for running. Make sure you're consuming enough water with electrolytes, because if you use only water, then you will dilute your electrolytes. But if you take it with electrolytes, you will replace what you will lose in your sweat. Next is exercise. See, we talked about initially that if we are sedentary lifestyle, it will lead to muscle leg cramps. If you do too much of exercise, that can lead to leg cramps. The balance in life is in the middle. Moderate intensity exercise, meaning walking. If you have stationary bike or the other bike, or elliptical at a moderate speed at moderate resistance will help you a lot to do this part. Now, common question comes in is, when do we see that when these cramps are a problem? These cramps, if you're getting spontaneous cramps, it is not a pathological disease. It is a very common occurrence. It can go away if you start stretching, keep yourself hydrated, make sure your electrolytes are okay. But if you're a diabetic, if you had a heart problem, or if you had PAD or circulation problem, that can represent that you may have blockages in the leg arteries and you're getting, we call it intermittent claudication or rest pain, that your muscles are not getting enough blood. And the muscle is crying, like when we had a heart attack, your heart muscle is not getting enough blood and your heart muscle give you pain. The same way the leg muscles can give you pain. So if you're a diabetic, high blood pressure, you're a smoker and you're getting leg cramps, I think that's the number one advice is make sure you talk to your physician and let them know. They will evaluate you. They could do complete physical examination to rule out any blockages, or they could order some simple test like ABI or ultrasound. Sometime, if you did very unaccustomed exercise and you start having a calf muscle, you never had any muscle cramps, but suddenly start having the calf muscle tenderness and spasms, that could represent DVT. So you must go to and see your physician. Other common condition which you should not miss is that if you have a chronic low back pain, and you are having a pain which gets better when you stoop forward, that could be related to spinal stenosis or other spine problems. So if you have chronic medical problems and you never had any muscle problems or muscle cramps, you should go and see the physician. If you have chronic low back pain and you never had muscle pains before, go and see your physician. If you do uncustomed exercise and you suddenly start having calf muscle pain, which is getting worse, you should go and see this physician. So, hallmark of simple muscle cramps at night is make sure you prevent one particular group of muscle fatigue. Make sure you move. Don't sit, stand on one place for a long time. Make sure your electrolytes are replaced and you are fully hydrated. So if we kind of put together, this is the common question comes in. Everybody, whosoever has a muscle spasm, they don't want to take another medication for this muscle cramps. So they ask me, what do or what should they do if they don't want to take the medication? I think we have been talking a lot about that, but I will go over just in block, what are the things you could do naturally at home, which will help you to control these muscle cramps. Number one is keep hydrated. If you are sweating, you must replace your electrolytes. Eat a balanced diet. Now, you see, the balanced diet will provide you all the electrolytes, minerals, everything, and vitamins which you need to keep, make sure that you are in a tip-top shape and you are not having any kind of a deficiency. Because what we know so far is if we give you these potassium, magnesium, and the calcium, the form of pill, they have never been shown that they do help you with preventing muscle cramps. Stretching exercise, massage therapy, hot shower, cold therapy. Then I had a lot of questions last week regarding vinegar. It is in everybody's experience that when they take vinegar, their muscle spasm goes away. So let's elaborate this one, is because I think this needs certain explanation. Just imagine you took vinegar, how a muscle spasm which lasts naturally for 30 to 60 seconds and leave you with the pain can go away immediately when you do vinegar. So there is a lot of theories about possible reason to develop this muscle cramps. One of the theory which we have been talking about is the muscle fatigue. But what we know for sure is that there is a nerve mechanism which is involved. The bitterness in the vinegar, when you switch and swallow the vinegar, that initiates some reflex arc which goes and releases that muscle spasm, and that's how it helps. There is no way, if you just take a mouthful of like a pickle juice or try vinegar, it will help. It is the muscle reflex which we do not know how it might be working, but it does work. Then they have also found out the tight clothes restrict blood flow, and they can also help you or lead to the muscle cramps. If you wear loose clothes, that will help you this lot. Then your foot wear has to be very comfortable. Don't go for looks. Always wear wider shoes where your foot can, your toes can expand, and you are not having muscle movement which is not equal on both places. Like always, don't consume too much caffeine. Alcohol also predisposes you to increase risk of muscle cramps. Now you have tried everything. You have been stretching, you have keep yourself hydrated, you're replacing your electrolytes, you're eating good, you are taking hot showers, and you are loose clothes, and your footwear is good, but you're still having cramps. What are the other things you could do? See, as I said in the beginning, there is no cause and effect has not been still established. So what we have is certain medication, we know their mechanism of action, and they help. And those are quinine. In United States, you can add quinine. Quinine is old medication which we use to used a lot in the malaria in India when I was there. But in United States, we cannot get quinine, but you could get quinine in your drink section in any supermarket. You go there, they have a tonic water. It says on that, tonic water with quinine. If you can take some 1 ounce, that may help prevent your muscle spasm. Next is your magnesium supplements have never been shown, but some people do swear by that it helps them. And unless you have a renal failure, magnesium supplement will not hurt you, so you could try. So is the B complex. Again, never proven in the scientific studies, but some people swear by it helps, and I want to present it like what other people have tried and helped them. Next is the muscle relaxants. They believe that they reduce spasticity and their help with this thing is. But this muscle spasm is an involuntary movement. There is no spasticity there. Baclofen, cyclobenzaprine, or Flexeril, in my opinion, they don't work. And I have tried in many medication because sometimes you are just out of your wits and people need some relief. It has never helped in my experience. Then gabapentin or Lyrica and or pregabalin, that has been used off-label many times. Some people do complain or tell me that they feel better with that, but cannot say it's an off-label use, and a lot of other physicians also use it. If you look at the medications which predispose you to develop these muscle cramps, there are two classes which are very common. Number one is your cholesterol medications like atorvastatin, rosuvastatin, or Zocor, or simvastatin. They have been shown to increase the muscle cramps, but usually the mechanism is different. Those muscle ache is very different than the neck cramps which we are talking about at night. But some people try to lump them together, but those muscle pain and muscle tenderness very different, and we definitely can find it out from the blood markers if you have it. Second class is antihistamine, the medications which you use for the allergies, Benadryl, Phenergan, Tylenol, PM. All those medications have antihistamines. They have been implicated as a treatment, and also they have been implicated that they also kind of lead to possible reason for these muscle cramps. So in the nutshell, we technically do not know 100% etiology of why these leg cramps happen, but we know for sure that this muscle cramp is due to muscle fatigue. It's more common in sedentary people or people who stand along, and people who are more prone to dehydration and electrolyte abnormalities. These are the medication which has been tried by many but has not shown to be helpful. So what do we take away from this talk is, if you have these cramps, develop this healthy lifestyles and hacks which will help you to prevent these muscle cramps. But if you have risk factors of developing another disease, the two which we are talking about, like blockages in the arteries of your legs or blood clot, or you have a chronic low back pain, you must get medical help. Like when my permanent recommendation is stay zero is that you always start with red flag signs, those which I just now finished talking. If you have a risk for a heart attack and stroke, meaning diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, talk to your doctor. If you have a chronic low back pain and your symptoms are getting worse or new in onset, go and talk to your physician. If you did uncustom exercise or you have a new diagnosis where there is a possibility of developing blood clot, go and see your doctor. Otherwise, you could use these simple exercises like stretching, balanced diet, keep yourself hydrated, use your electrolytes as you feel fit. Certain over-the-counter medications like pickle juice, we talked about apple cider vinegar. We talked about quinine supplement in the form of tonic water. I hope this talk was helpful and you are able to get some insight out of it. We do these live sessions twice a week, Wednesday and Saturday. Please join us, because your participation makes us kind of enthusiastic and gives us more energy and oomph to continue to produce this content. We have a YouTube channel, Kundalis MD. Please do not forget to subscribe and follow us there. And also, we have Facebook group under Primary Care Voice, and we have a podcast, Primary Care Voice. All these live sessions are available there. So till then, stay safe. I will see you in your next video. And thank you very much for your kind attention.